My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin cheating with a ghost? And will Joe stop coughing? Listen and enjoy.
So I say, when you are a Ghostbuster, women tend to throw themselves at you.
Oh, sorry.
What is wrong with you? How dare you? How dare you? I hope the horde pile kills you. Oh, I think it did. You there? Hello?
I meant to get injured.
Oh, that was weird. I thought, like, oh, shit, the pile killed her.
Not yet.
I felt guilty for a second.
And now that you know that it hasn't killed me, it's like, back to being a bastard as usual.
Yeah, you know the show. Anyway.
I know.
So I go, when you're a Ghostbuster, women tend to throw themselves at you. I go, you're looked at as a hero. Some of the women are really hot. Some not so much. But sometimes I am weak and given to carnal temptation.
Oh.
I don't think we've had cheating fake Davin before, have we?
No. No. Well, wait a minute. No, that's not true. Because wasn't fake Davin down the street with the Vassiola sisters?
I might have been. But I don't think I ever gave into it.
You know what? You had the Vassiola sisters. Also, you had the girl coming by for comedy lessons.
Right, but I didn't do anything.
Oh, right.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but she didn't know that.
Of course I didn't really do anything stupid, because they're not real. But even fakely, I didn't do anything.
You can't resist the charms of the Vassiola sisters.
Yeah, but
I had
Belinda / Agnes / whatever the hell she was.
Nah, I think it was Belinda at that time.
Yes. So she goes,
right.
I'm very happy to know more about you. Thanks for your quiet response. I think she meant quit. I don't know. Sweetie, you seem like you're very down to earth and laid back. Do I? I just told your women throw themselves at me. And that is good. It's good to see you are affectionate and like showing your feelings. I just told you I'm showing my feelings to everyone.
I know.
She goes, I am the same as well. I believe that partners are 100% equal in a relationship, and both should be able to feel they can trust each other 100% at all times. I just told you I cheated. Are you not listening? I feel like I'm not being heard.
You know what? And you should. You should feel like you're not being heard, because you're not being listened to at all. She's just plowing ahead with the script.
She most certainly is. I feel that any man who ever disrespects I feel that any man who ever disrespects a man is not a man at all.
What?
What I am is what I am.
Who are you, Popeye? Oh, my God.
I gotta stay loyal to you.
She said, Pip, again. I feel that any man who ever disrespects a man is not a man at all.
Okay.
She goes, can you date online? Can you trust online?
A scammer white knight.
Yes.
Yes.
And I said, I think the better question is, do you think you can handle a man that may engage in the occasional ghost-busting bang?
wait a minute. Are you going to try to tell him that you cheat on women with ghosts?
We've covered those stories.
Oh, God, okay.
Wasn't it Kesha that said she slept with a ghost?
Yes, right. And there have been others.
Yeah, there have been others.
Oh, I like a good poke with a poltergeist.
A poke with a poltergeist. I like that, Pip.
Thank you.
She goes, of course. She goes, I am affectionate. I am affectionate also, and I have no trouble showing it for the right man in public or private. I love to cuddle while watching a good movie. When we're in bed, I like long sensual kiss that builds to feverish passion. I love to hug and kiss my man. Stop coughing. It's getting hot. And kiss my man.
No, that coughing just adds to
Would
it.
Would you just die already, who's ever coughing?
Oh, my God. He sounds like he's wrestling with a Rottweiler.
I hope the Rottweiler wins. I like long sensual kiss that builds the fever's passion. I love to hug and kiss my man at any time and anywhere. It could be a store, a mall, or just on a sidewalk, or maybe while we're getting swabbed.
I'm sorry. While you're getting swabbed. Meanwhile, Joe is coughing up a lung.
Don't worry. Joe has paperwork. That's the sound of a healthy man.
I have paperwork. I most certainly do. I'm clear about it.
So does a pit bull. It doesn't mean I want it in my house.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.